It's definitely welcome, but there's a number of questions that need to be answered, and we need clarification on a certain amount of issues. For example, the cut-off point for the retrospective payment of March 29th, we need to know what does that exactly mean. For example, if somebody is building in December and they complete the following July of 2024, is their retrospective payment only counts from the 29th of March? And the other aspect of it is Darragh O'Brien had stated previously that anybody that had gone into the scheme early and started this process, that they wouldn't be punished. So this retrospective payment has a date on it of the 29th of March, which leaves 43 homes currently unable to avail of the retrospective payment.
So a big part of these retrospective payments that, well, first of all, that we know the government is now acknowledging the need that this needs to be catered for and assisted. But a big part of it that you're trying to highlight is that it's for everyone, or it needs to be for everyone. And I guess that's why you're kind of curious about this date. That seems an arbitrary date, that there needs to be a reason behind it because there's lives at stake here.
Yeah. And what we've got to realise is this. Construction inflation didn't stop on the previous date. You know, so people who are building in 2022, 2023 still incurred the same level of price and hike as people in 2023 and 2024. So I'm actually going to be talking to the Housing Minister in the next couple of weeks about this. And I trust that he'll be supportive of this. We cannot leave people behind. Now, where the retrospective payments is an issue, we have got side-by-sides for vulnerable families, which is welcome. It is welcome. And we have to realise that this is part of a scheme that's evolving, okay? And when you talk about side-by-sides for vulnerable families, every family that's in a defective home is vulnerable. And I would state that if there's an opportunity to build on your land, that means that you can stay in your home and you can build a new home and then demolish the house that you were living in and continue, then I would encourage the government to think about this, because currently right now in Donegal alone, we've only 28 properties in daft.ie that we can rent out. We've got potentially 15 to 20,000 homes that need remediated. Where are we going to put these people? We have to be realistic about this, and we have to be smart, and we have to think outside the box.